The name Elsie Seeger doesn't resonate with most folks, unless you happen to live in Chester, Illinois. Citizens there know the man who created characters most people still recognize today. Elsie's story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Elsie Seeger was born in Chester, Illinois in 1894. That name doesn't mean a lot to most folks, but there's a good chance you know some of the characters he helped create.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
We have the real wimpy Bill Schuchert, who owned the Opera House. We had the real Olive, Dora Paschal, and Rocky Fiegel was the real model for Popeye.
Debbie Brooks shares the story from her store, Spinach Can Collectibles, which is in the building that housed that old Opera House, where the real Wimpy from Popeye once owned. Those real-life citizens of Chester have all passed, but are well remembered. People often ask about Rocky Fiegel, the real-life man who was Mr. Seeger's inspiration to create Popeye.
He was a little scrapper. He worked as a maintenance guy at the bar, and he loved kids, but he would fight anybody.
And the real citizens here in Chester that inspired the characters of Wimpy and Olive were very much like what you'd find in the cartoon.
And Wimpy hamburgers, there used to be a tavern next door, and Wimpy'd go get his beer and burger over there, so he was a burger man. Now, Dora Paschal, who was Olive, she was tall, thin, hair in the bun, big feet, just like Olive. They all look like the characters and stuff.
Debbie says most people don't realize that the comic strip's first 10 years were all about Olive. Popeye hadn't even been introduced into the comic strip. You can see the timeline here at Debbie's store and museum and the murals outside.
When you see the mural outside, you'll see her mom, Nana Oil, her dad, Coal Oil, her brother, Castor Oil, and then you'll see her boyfriend before Popeye, Harold Ham Gravy. It was all about her and her family.
But there's much more to this story, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Chester, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.